So carrying on from the previous audio file, Claire McDonald from DIT was talking about research evaluation for awareness. And this is from DIT, my own institution. And what happened here was we introduced several laboratory components in addition to the traditional lab, the recipe-style lab. So, for example, mini-projects, extended synthesis projects, and obviously the final year projects. And these were also supported by various project support classes in terms of report writing, poster making, and so on, giving presentations. So Claire obviously set the context for the rationale for these new lab approaches in terms of there was no concept of students for what research was before they did their final year project. And the idea was to scaffold the concept of research before they approached their final year project. This method we introduced really facilitates the context-based approach in that we can give students a context-based scenario and they can work from that. And I suppose the main problem with the traditional approach is that it concentrates mainly on a very specific set of skills and really transferable skills, which could very easily be introduced or not discussed. And a lot of our work in this area has been published. You could have a look at Chemistry Education, Research and Practice in 2007, Volume 8. So Claire gave an overview of the mini-projects in discussing where spectroscopy labs could be replaced by a project lab where students were given a problem and they had to solve it, generally using the same techniques that they would have used in the traditional labs. But because they were driving the lab design, they really got a lot more out of it. The next innovation was in medicinal chemistry labs where students had to synthesize a medicinally relevant product, and again they had to devise a procedure based on papers they were given. So these are both research-oriented approaches, and then of course we followed that with the research-based approach, which is the final year project. So in terms of the evaluation then, I suppose the research questions included things like how the students were prepared for research and what their awareness was of research. And Claire listed lots of findings which we will be publishing in the near future, but these included things like students' emphasis on what research was shifted from before these module components to the idea that research was just acquiring knowledge to afterwards, where they considered research as a process of discovery. They also included more specific examples of what research was between pre and post. The final few presentations then were on the idea of cognition and chemistry. Mike Briggs from Indiana University of Pennsylvania discussed the sense-making process. He just talked about how students construct mental models, this idea of the dynamic generation of students' understanding in terms of evidence of sense-making. And he showed a nice periodic table example where he showed a student filling in unknowns in a periodic table based on their use of atomic masses and electronegativities. It was quite interesting just to show how students approach a problem. So that's an interesting name to chase up, Mike Briggs. Lakeisha McKay from University of Arizona had a really nice talk on students' cognitive resources, or the cognitive resources students use when thinking about acid strength. And she developed four models that students would generally approach, which were quite interesting. Now, it's quite complicated to explain here, but she did mention that she has a journal paper submitted to International Journal of Science Education. So that's L. McClary, C-L-A-R-Y, which is submitted in 2010. And finally, for day one, a nice talk from University of Illinois at Chicago. I don't have the name at hand. Stephanie Cunningham Ryan, sorry. And she talked about numbers in chemistry. What students think about molarity and ratio and problem solving. She's just starting her research, but she talked about molarity being used with moles and millilitres, difficulty in molarity, volume,